Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Now, stay with the fan for this special program.
Hey, baseball fans. The game is over.
Welcome to the Gene Wagner Plumbing Baseball Postgame Show.
After the last pitch, you've made the switch for 17 years. It's time to talk about the game and the team with Tim Allen.
Tim Allen's here. What do you got, Tim?
We'll hear the highlights.
And that one's hit high and deep to right. Suzuki back. Grown man home run by Rowdy Tellez, and the Brewers have the lead.
We'll hear from the manager and the players. We'll discuss the topics from the fans to the front office.
I like Tim's perspective.
History is made each and every year, and we're talking about it. 17 years of coverage after each game. Here's your host, Tim Allen.
No Tim Allen tonight, but Toby Altizer in for him. The Brewers finally get a win. 5-1 over the Cincinnati Reds down at American Family Field. Welcome into the Gene Wagner Plumbing Baseball Postgame Show. I am your host for the evening, Toby Altizer, alongside Tim Shea here in the Lakeland University studios. Lakeland University is the leader in online education. Learn on your terms with Lakeland.edu. 5-1 win for the Milwaukee Brewers over the Cincinnati Reds. Game one of the series. Finally get that first win after the hater trade. And we're going to have to get into that. We are going to have to talk about that tonight, because before the game, Adam McAlvey and some of the beat reporters talked with Mark Adonasio, the Brewers owner. And there were some interesting comments from Mark, and we'll have to get into that in just a little bit. But a good night for the crew. They finally come out and get the win. The offense continues to put up runs. They're doing their thing at the plate. And that's something that I think is very important for this team to continue to have success. Continue putting runs on the board, and you'll be able to figure it out. Continue to score as much as you have since you've come out of the All-Star break, and it should click at some point. And luckily, everything worked out for them tonight. Eric Lauer, a strong outing from him, 7 innings. Only gives up one run. I got an interesting stat about Eric Lauer that we'll get into in just a little bit in regards to how he does when he doesn't give up the homer like he didn't tonight. So only gives up one run in 7 innings. Only strikes out 4, but a solid outing from Eric Lauer. That's back-to-back outings where you felt pretty solid with Eric Lauer. So now he's been solid. Trevor Gott comes in and gives you a good outing in the 8th inning. Struggles there a little bit in the 9th inning. Devin Williams comes in eventually and shuts everything down with 2 strikeouts. And we got to talk about a lot of things with this game. A couple things, just quick notes that I want to talk about tonight on the Gene Wagner Plumbing Baseball Postgame Show. Number one, Apple TV Plus. Had to sign up for a free trial tonight if you wanted to watch that game. Tim, not a fan.
Two thumbs down.
Not a fan.
Two thumbs down.
I want to be able to watch baseball when in the home market when it's on. I don't need to sign up for free trials and all this extra stuff. I'm trying to watch baseball. Now, you want to complain about the broadcast, you want to complain about the broadcasters, whatever it is, that's a different story. But talking about just being able to watch the game tonight, I think there are quite a few Brewers fans tonight that didn't get to enjoy watching the Brewers finally get a win coming out of the All-Star break and coming off of this trade. Since this trade has happened, they hadn't won a game, get swept in Pittsburgh. They needed to come back here and get that bounce back game, and they did just that tonight against the Reds, so there's a positive. But maybe you didn't get to watch the game tonight. Maybe you didn't sign up for Apple TV Plus, or maybe you didn't want to go through the free trial. Maybe all you did was listen to it on the radio. So we'll try to get you caught up on everything that happened and everything that you missed tonight. If you want to give us a call, 414-677-1250, 414-677-1250. We'll get to some of your calls and some of your reaction coming up in just a little bit. Again, the Brewers get a 5-1 victory over the Cincinnati Reds. Couple more notes. Questionable strike zone for the entire game. DJ Rayburn behind the plate, he was not having his best night behind the plate. That is for sure. He struggled. You saw it there to Colton Wong towards the end of the game. You saw it with Christian Yelich. You saw it with plenty of guys really on both sides that the strike zone was probably a ball or two bigger than it needed to be on the outer half, on the inner half, below the zone. So DJ Rayburn did not have a good night behind the plate, but luckily it didn't cross the crew tonight. And I don't know that it made a huge impact on the game, but a pretty bad strike zone. As I mentioned, Eric Lauer was good, and Brewers are playing a little bit of small ball recently. Yesterday, you have the sack bunt with Hunter Renfroe. Tonight, first and third, two outs. Send the guy from first. See if you can maybe get them caught throwing down to second. You can sneak that guy home from third. They end up getting the stolen base to second. They throw behind the runner at third to try and get him there. But little things like that, I kind of like it. I kind of like those sort of things. You see other teams around Major League Baseball doing these things. You don't usually see that from the Brewers, but that's something that I like to see them do a little more of. Do something like that to try and generate an extra run, especially when it's a 5-1 ball game and adding just one, maybe two more runs is all you need. You don't need the 6-7 runs in an inning, the blow-up inning. If you can just add one or more runs, just one or two, that should put the nail in the coffin for you, and you can bring in your B-level and C-level relievers to finish it off. And we were hoping that Trevor Gott could finish it off without having to bring in Devin Williams. Unfortunately, he goes out there in that second inning in the ninth and just struggled a little bit, but Devin comes in and shuts it down. But the other thing is, this offense continues to do its thing. Since they've come out of the All-Star break, 76 runs in 13 games. That's almost 6 runs a game, 5.8 to be exact. And they're scoring runs on some decent teams. They struggled against the Pirates, sure, but they still put up runs. The offense is doing its job. The offense in the second half has been good enough that you would have some confidence. If this were the offense that you'd seen for a majority of the season, and not maybe just in spurts here and there, I think we'd be talking about this baseball team a lot differently. But I think a lot of us question whether this team could go on a run in the postseason because of this offense, and we hadn't seen this kind of offense from the Brewers in a while. Now they're doing it in the second half, but we just still got to talk about that Josh Hader trade and some interesting comments that Mark Adonisio had earlier today when he was talking with the media before the game. Some interesting things, and we'll get to that in just a little bit. I'm sure some of you guys have already heard that, but I'm sure some of you haven't. And some eye-opening comments by Mark Adonisio about that trade, and we'll see maybe if the blame that you have for that trade has shifted a little bit. Is it still all on Mark Adonisio? Are you blaming David Stearns? We'll reserve a little bit of that judgment. Just wait a little bit longer. Let's hear from Mark Adonisio. David Stearns even then gave some statements to Adam McAlvey as well, so I don't think this saga is going to end for at least a couple more days. I wish it would. I just want to be done with this thing. At this point, it's time to play baseball and stop talking about what you did a couple of days ago. It's time to get things figured out and win some baseball games. Luckily, they did that tonight, but we're still going to have to talk about this Josh Hader thing because Mark Adonasio and David Stearns are still talking about this Josh Hader trade. And at some point, they're going to have to move past that. At some point, it's now just about going out there and doing your job on the field. And luckily, the Brewers get it done tonight because the Cardinals, they came back to beat the Yankees tonight. So if they wouldn't have been able to got the job done, you would have had the Cardinals sitting alone in first place. And that's what I think is so disappointing about that series against the Pirates. You knew the Cardinals would be right there, and you know that they're going to be hanging around all season long. So when you have a chance to go against a lesser opponent like the Pittsburgh Pirates, I know you struggle against them, but find a way to win. Luckily, they did that tonight against the Reds. Now come out tomorrow and do it again. And then come out on Sunday and do it again. I need you to get a sweep. I don't need to be satisfied. I don't want you to be satisfied with just winning series against these opponents like the Reds and the Pirates. Go out there and every single day you try to win that baseball game. I don't care if you've already wrapped up the series. Find a way to win because guess what? That's what the Cardinals are going to do. And if you give them any sort of room, they're going to run with it. They're going to try their hardest to catch you and they're going to try their hardest to pass you by and never give it back. And it's important to try and get a cushion when you're playing some of these lesser teams. Beat the Reds the rest of the series. Then you got the Rays. Then you've got the Dodgers for seven games still. You've got a series against the Cardinals coming up. So this is a really important stretch of Brewers baseball. And really, the push for the postseason, generally you look at it and you think, all right, well, it's going to come up right around the middle of August to end of August, beginning of September. But I think the push for the postseason with both of these teams, considering they're tied atop the standings in the Central, the push for the postseason starts now. This is when it starts. So you both are even at this point in the season. Now's the time to hit the accelerator if you're the Brewers and get this thing going. And the nice part is the Brewers' offense has already hit the accelerator, and it looks like they're still going full speed ahead. So you got to capitalize while this offense is still going. Get the pitching staff working. Get everything working together. Let's win some baseball games, and let's run away with this NL Central. And that's going to have to be the case because the Cardinals are going to be right there all season long. 414-677-1250. Plenty to talk about as the Brewers get the 5-1 victory over the Cincinnati Reds tonight. Let's get out to the phone line. Believe our guy, Court Tosa, has a song. Court, what's going on, man?
Buddy, you believe I do. It's them boys, baby. Them boys.
That's right.
Tim Allen and me got a little thing about them boys. Tim Shea know what it is now, don't you, Tim?
I got it.
100%. Court, what you got me tonight, man?
Okay, first off, I was hoping that Tim was on tonight, but I wrote a little ditty for him.
Well, let's hear it.
Are you ready?
Yeah, let's hear it.
All right. We them boys coming through like a wrecking ball crew. Went to Malin drinking that blue and yellow drink by the gallon. Making noise for this chip in the 2022 season. Time to bring it down with go Av. Y'all all know the reason. Now let's finish this thing out. Play the league like some toys. This is Court. Went to Malin and we stay down with them boys. We them boys.
I love it, man. I love it. I love it. Luckily, you can say that after a Brewers win. So I love it. I love it.
So with the everything you said before I came on was perfect. We need to hit the accelerator right now. Last time I talked to Tim, I told him I thought we was in our groove patch. And then we went and got swept by the Pirates.
Yeah.
But the Pirates have been known to do that to us. They're in division, you know, opponent. They know us very well. So that's going to happen. But now, moving forward, everything that you just said has to happen in order for us to come for this chip in the 2022 season. You know, as Jim Allen said, it's 2022 championship season.
Yeah, I hope this is the 22 championship season. Court, appreciate it, man.
Yeah, even and we. We them boys, baby.
Yes, sir. We them boys.
Make sure Tim Allen gets a hold of that Ryan. Drill.
Yeah, we'll make sure Tim Shake grabs that and lets him hear that. We'll make sure we got that for it. Appreciate it, Court.
All right, brother.
414-677-1250. Again, the Brewers get the 5-1 victory over the Cincinnati Reds tonight. A lot to talk about with the game. Brewers finally get a win after losing three straight to the Pirates, losing four in a row in total, and trading Josh Hader and all the stuff that came with that and all the talk that we've had all week long. But we're going to have to continue to talk about that because at some point tonight, we're going to hear from Mark Adonisio and what he had to say, and I think you guys are going to want to react to that because there were some interesting comments in there, so make sure you keep it tuned here to the entire show because we'll recap this game. I'll get you caught up on everything that happened, but at the same point, we got to talk about this Mark Adonisio comments. Those come up a little bit later, but until then, we'll talk with you guys, 414-677-1250. Let's get out to Vincent and Anaheim. Vincent, what's going on, dude?
Hey, what's up, man? Hey, man, that was a good old jam by Court, man. Yeah,
wasn't
yeah,
it?
You know, you'll be down with the Brew Crew. I thought you knew, you know. Hey, man, but hey, we got to stack up wins, like you said. I don't care who you're playing against. I don't care. There's gonna be people say, oh, it's just the Reds. I don't care. You stack up those W's because at the end of the day, that's what matters the most. I thought the Cardinals lost, so I was a little bit happy, but I think you said they somehow won. But, man, yeah, like the last week, man, was bad, man. My Giants got swept by the Dodgers. The Angels hit 7 home runs and still lost, or 6 home runs and still lost. And then, you know, the Brew Crew got swept by them pesky Pirates. But those Pirates have always been pesky, man. So it is what it is, but I'm glad we got the job done. I just didn't want to see Darren, you know, I didn't want to see Williams being used 3 days straight.
Yeah.
But, you know, you got to do what you got to do. I was kind of just getting a little nervous. I was like, come on, guy. You can't give up these, you know, you can't give up. If y'all lost this game, it would have been very frustrating, you know, because then everybody was going to keep going back to the Josh Hader thing. It is what it is, man. It is a business. All the players can do is control what they do on the playing field. Just stack up the W's and say, hey, I know there's going to be more people doubting. Believe me, I've listened to the show. You know, I'll catch up when serious things happen. I'll get up to date real quick. So, I mean, I know a lot of people are saying we're not going to win nothing. But as long as we get to the playoffs and see what happens, man, because I believe the Brew Crew is going to take the NL Central no matter what. Like I said, we're going to battle it out with the Cardinals, but we keep stacking up these wins. And let's get it done, Brew Crew. Get a sweep or at least, you know, take, you know, lose one. That's it. That's all I'm going to say, man. We got to get the sweep. We got to stack these wins up because the Cardinals, they're going to think they can catch up now because they're going to say, look at the Brewers. They're all out of whack because, you know, the whole Josh Hader thing. Nah, man. Let's get it done. Control what you can control. And, you know, ride till the wheels fall off, man. Brew Crew all the way, you know.
Love it. Vincent, appreciate the phone call, man.
For sure, man. Keep y'all heads up.
414-677-1250. 414-677-1250. Always appreciate the positivity that Vincent brings and all of his 12 teams that he follows and cheers for. So I appreciate that.
It's, let me just tell you, it's nice to get a win. It's nice to have good phone calls, you know, not winning phone calls.
Well, and I forgot to mention, if you want to talk about the 1982 team that was honored tonight, feel free to talk about that as well.
Yeah.
I can't tell you much about it because I was not alive in 1982. I'm not very familiar with that team. But if you want to talk about them, feel free to do so. But we're probably not going to talk a whole lot about them unless you guys want to. So
I just hear stories about it. I wasn't alive either.
Yeah, so if you guys want to call in and talk about that 1982 team and tell us how special they were, feel free. But we're probably not going to talk a whole lot about them. That was one of the things that happened today. That's why the game got delayed a little bit. So if you're wondering why, if you have notifications on for the Brewers and it says Reds and Brewers has been delayed. No, it wasn't a rain delay. It wasn't anything like that. It was just a ceremony pregame for the 82 team. So, I mean, we're not going to talk a whole lot about them. Again, if you want to hop in and talk about it, that's fine. But we're not going to. 414-677-1250. 414-677-1250. Let's get out to Rocket, who's in West Allis. Rocket, what's going on, dude? You're on the Fan.
Hey, man. I was 12 years old, 1982 Brewers baseball, and I'll leave it at that. But I can still name you every player that was on that lineup. What I want to talk about today is how did the Brewers trade Josh Hader? I don't understand.
No, I don't either.
If you're in first place, and you want to win a World Series, I did not hear Mark's comments, okay? I have no idea what he said. But I'll tell you what, David Stearns will not be with the Milwaukee Brewers next year. He probably will be with San Diego.
I don't know about San Diego, but New York maybe? I think he's still, as long as he's under contract, as long as he's under contract, he's going to stick around with the crew because they're not going to let him walk away for free.
Can I say one more thing?
Yeah, go ahead.
Please?
Go ahead.
I've denounced the Milwaukee Brewers. My new team is the Yankees.
The Yankees? Why the Yankees?
Why? Because they're winners.
I mean, they haven't won since, what, 2009? You could have chosen a different team.
When's the last time the Brewers won? Never.
Yeah, no, I get that. But there are other teams you could have chosen. I just have a thing against the Yankees.
Well, you're correct. But I really like Aaron Judge. I think he's a really good person, and I think he's the best player in baseball.
I get it. If you're going for enjoyment and stuff, and you just want to turn on baseball and enjoy watching it, hey man, I'm not gonna fault you if you enjoy watching the Yankees or you'd rather be watching the Padres. Not gonna fault you. I wouldn't say I'm gonna leave this Brewers team. I get the frustration over the hater trade. I'm not gonna leave them though. I'll stick around with them, but I do get the frustration with this front office, with this baseball team, and consistently not living up to the hype that you'd like them to have.
Here's a clue. I don't buy TV.
Why not?
Because it's too much money.
So you just listen on the radio?
Yep.
Well, then let me correct you on that then. John Sterling's great, but Bob Uecker's the best.
Well, Bob Uecker is gold.
Yeah, so you can stick around with the Brewers, if nothing else, for Bob Uecker.
That's the only thing that got me hanging on, yeah.
And I know he does a lot of TV broadcasts now, but Jeff Levering's pretty good too, and I like Lane Grindle.
If you see, I watch movies, Major League, all three of them. Bob Uecker is gold.
Yeah, Uke is the best. Rocket, appreciate the phone call, man.
Thank you.
414-677-1250, 414-677-1250. We'll get into some of the details about this game coming up next. It's the Gene Wagner Plumbing Baseball Postgame Show here on 1250 AM. The Fan. Got to send it out with some Hall & Oates.
About letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
It's the Gene Wagner Plumbing Baseball Postgame Show. What play got you the most excited from today's game? Did it get you up off the couch? It's time for the Call of the Game, presented by the 5 O'Clock Steakhouse. 5 O'Clock Steakhouse, Wisconsin's number one steakhouse by the Food Network. Visit them and make online reservations at 5oclocksteakhouse.com.
3-1 to Les, deep out to right field. Let's get rowdy. To Les with a two-run bomb puts the crew on top, 2-0 here in the first.
So you heard it, the call of the game here on the Gene Wagner Plumbing Baseball Postgame Show. I'm Toby Altizer alongside Tim Shea as the Brewers get a 5-1 win over the Cincinnati Reds. Rowdy's homer in the first inning was enough. Two runs, dinger, deep into right field, second deck. That's the Rowdy bomb you like. The other exciting moment from this game with Rowdy Tellez didn't necessarily have the greatest call. It probably would have been the call of the game if we had a little bit more, again, Apple TV Plus, so maybe not able to get everything that we usually would. Rowdy Tellez stole a base tonight, Tim. Rowdy Tellez with a stolen base.
It looked like me running out there. Now I'm cracking jokes at myself.
He noticed that the pitcher was not looking, and he got a little bit of a running start, was able to steal it. No throw. That's awesome. First time Rowdy had stolen a base in, I think, since 2019. So it's been a little while, but it was awesome to see Rowdy get out there, have himself a great game. So good to see Rowdy out there.
Runner goes. That is not something you see every day.
Well, and that's why I said, like, just not a whole lot there.
No, you're right.
It's like, it reminds me of some...
They just don't get into it, those Apple TV folks.
Well, I mean, they're not with it every day.
It
reminds me of, remember when Joe Buck first started with announcing?
Yeah.
He'd do like football. Or he was always decent with baseball, but football would be like, Brett Favre, touchdown.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, well, come on. I got to get a little more than that. But you know what? Rowdy Tellez stole a base. He hit a dinger tonight. Tyrone Taylor also had a three-run shot. That could have been the call of the game as well. He hit one out, but Rowdy Tellez really was the difference in this game with a two-run shot in the first inning. That was going to be enough for them as Eric Lauer had a strong outing, only gives up one run. Then the bullpen comes in, two scoreless innings from them. You would have hoped to get two straight out of Trevor Gott there instead of having to bring in Devin Williams, but ultimately... Gott struggles a little bit, gives up a few walks and gets some guys on base. You bring in Devin, just lock that thing down. And Devin's velocity was, I think, back to where it was has been throughout the season. So there was a little worry in his first outing after the Hader trade. He was sitting down at 93, and that was a little concerning. Not today. Not today. He was back up 94 and 95. So I think Devin's past it now. Now that he's had a couple outings under his belt, Devin's past it. So I think that is good. The other thing that we have to keep an eye on, I don't think we have a real answer yet on this, is who is the closer for the Milwaukee Brewers? Is it Devin Williams? I think it should be Devin. I think that's the guy that you would want. But we haven't necessarily had a full situation where it's a ninth inning, a one or two run game. Who does Craig go to if both guys are open in the bullpen to be used? I would think that it would be Devin. That's just, I think it makes the most sense. But we haven't had the opportunity to see that yet. So I'm interested to see once we get a game where we can finally have that sort of thing and have 7, 8, 9 kind of line up. Box is still probably going to be in that seventh inning unless they want to try and use Matt Bush there, which I wouldn't think so after how Bush has pitched since he's come to Milwaukee. I think you still leave Box there. Then the eighth inning, that's when you'll kind of get your answer because it'll be either Rogers or Williams, and then the opposite one gets the closing opportunity and gets the save opportunities. So I'm interested to see what we get in those sort of situations. Are we just going to get Devin Williams staying in the same role, or are they going to get creative and try and use the lefty-righty thing? And if there's more lefties coming up, use Rogers in that situation, whether it's the eighth or the ninth inning. You know, maybe Craig looks ahead and sees that there's going to be more lefties coming up in the ninth and uses Rogers in a closing situation there as opposed to using Williams there. I'm interested to see what they're going to do. If you had to go with gut feeling right away, Tim, you're going to probably go with Devin Williams as a closer?
Yeah, I mean, I think for now, you know.
I think you got to.
You've got to give him time, too. You can't, you know, if he blows another save within the week or two, I think you just got to keep, you know, like we were with Hader. You just got to keep going.
Have some patience with him. He'll be fine. He'll be all right. So I think you get him out there and some more opportunities now that he knows the role that he's going to be in and that he's going to have a little more riding on his shoulders and hopefully gets over this Hader thing. Then, all right, let's roll, and I think he can be your closer. But we were talking about this as the game was ending, Tim. This is where you miss Josh Hader. I know it's been different over the last couple weeks with Hader and leading up into that trade. But for the most part with Hader, when he came into the ballgame, you felt like you could just turn the TV off and go to bed.
Pretty much.
Because it was over.
And he did it quickly, too.
He did it quickly, so. And there generally wasn't a whole lot of stress. It was like one of those things that you could have the TV on and listen to it as you wind down for bed, maybe go brush your teeth, do whatever else you're going to do as you're getting ready to go to sleep. You know that Josh Hader is going to finish it off. And then you hear the final call and then just turn the TV off and you're all ready for bed.
I was getting stressed just watching Craig Counsell being stressed.
Devin Williams
walking up and down the dugout.
And some of that was from Gotts. And he comes in a situation, comes out for that second inning, starts putting some guys on base. Devin Williams comes in. He's not working in a clean inning. So he's got a little more on his plate already. But Devin Williams, no matter what situation it is, whether it's in the eighth, he's an incredible pitcher. And he's really good at what he does as a reliever in the back end. And his stats prove that out. But the thing that you can't look at in stats is the stress meter of fans watching. Love Devin Williams. Absolutely love him. But man, is it hard to watch him compared to watching Josh Hader. Josh Hader, like you said, pretty stress-free most nights. Blow three guys away. Never stand a chance. Go to bed. It's over. Devin Williams, you're on the edge of your seat, you're uptight, and then it's one of those things like, man, I can't fall asleep now because I was so anxious about the Brewers. Now you're staying up an extra half hour, throws you off the next day. It's like, I want some easy innings to just relax, not worry about anything. But with Devin Williams, that's not the case.
There were some quotes after the game. They're starting to come out. Devin Williams was quoted saying, we are now 3 to 4 days out, and this is what we got. We can either fold or step up. So it's maybe sounding like, okay, he's over it.
They're finally moving past it, but it's still bothering him. The fact that we're still talking, if Mark Adonasio wants to talk about it, I'm fine with it because he hasn't had a chance really back in Milwaukee now, and credit to him for even talking to the media about this. And we'll play him coming up. If Mark wants to talk about it, that's fine. If David Stearns wants to talk about it, I think that's fine. If you're not asked about it as a player, you cannot bring it up anymore. It's over with. Move past it. Josh Hader is playing in San Diego. It's been a couple days now. It's past. And I'm sure he was asked about it, and that's why he brings it up. But it's past now. If you're a player in that locker room, you've got to move past the fact that Josh Hader's no longer on this baseball team, and you've just got to go out there and go about your business. Stop worrying about what's going on with him in San Diego. Stop worrying about what's going on here in the clubhouse and what things that you can't control are going on. Don't worry about it. You go out there and you do your thing. And you try and win ball games every single day. So he's right. It's time for you to just shut up about it. Just play baseball. Let's go. It's time to try and win these ball games. And I think that goes for anyone that has any sort of direct impact on the game level. Craig, you're done with it. No more. And I don't think Craig's going to bring it up unless he's asked. But the players, same thing. If you're asked about it, answer the question. That's fine. But don't bring it up. It's over with. It's past. It's time for you to focus on what you have on this baseball team. You can disagree with the move all you want, but this is what you've got, and now it's time to hit the gas. And if you're stuck looking in the rearview mirror while you're trying to hit the gas, you're going to crash and burn. You need to look full speed ahead at what you've got and floor that accelerator and sprint to the finish. And that's what they've got to do, because I think that's what it's probably going to take to beat the Cards. Because the Cards are hitting the gas too. You're both hitting at the same time. You're both tied right now. And you've got 2 months to prove which one of these teams deserves to go in the postseason. Who's going to step up? I'm pretty confident that you're going to get solid baseball out of the Cardinals. Still to be determined about the Brewers. So hopefully they can prove me wrong. And just, I would love for it to be series win after series win after series win the rest of the way. No questions about it. Offense putting up 5 and 6 runs every single night. The pitching shows up and gives you exactly what you expected all season long. And you go out there and you win baseball game after baseball game and you win the division handily. But I don't know if I see that happening. I'm not trying to be negative here, but I need to see this baseball team come out of this little bit of a lull here. And tonight gives you at least a little bit of a step in the right direction. But if they lose again tomorrow night, that's great that you won one, but you can't just continue to lose these baseball games against the Reds and the Pirates. You've got to win these things because you've got the Dodgers coming up, you got the Cardinals coming up, you got the Rays coming up, and those aren't going to be easy tests, and you know that you're not going to be able to sweep those series. So you got to try and win these baseball games when you can. And don't worry about just winning the series because that's great. 2 out of 3 is awesome. I need you to win all 3. I need you to go out there and really focus on winning each and every day, even if you've already wrapped up the series. It's go time now. Rest days with Craig Counsell, those things are a minimum now. And these guys need to be in the lineup every day. You need to have your A lineup out there most days. Unless a guy's got a nagging injury, put that dude in there. We need to go. Pitchers, it's go time. It's go time. Need you to give me strong outings. And if we need to use you in back-to-back days, or maybe 3 days in a row, or 3 out of 4 days, let's go. It's go time. This is when you need to hit the gas, because there's no guarantee you're going to be in the postseason. So you need to go out there and do your job right now to try and get yourselves a guaranteed spot in the playoffs. And if you don't, I can guarantee you the Cardinals are going to pass you by. 414-677-1250. 414-677-1250. Let's get out to John, who's in West Milwaukee. John, what's going on? You're on the Fan.
Thank you for taking my call. I totally agree with everything you said, but I got 4 stories, and I'll let you choose one. Gorman Thomas, Paul Molitor, Jim Gantner, or Jerry Augustine.
Well, Augie was on the station today. Give me the Augie story.
All right. He signed my glove when I was 12 years old.
I actually had one time where I was at, I think it was last year when the White Sox came to town. I was in the press box and Augie just came down and sat next to me and we had a conversation watching some of the game. And it's pretty cool. I'd never had a chance to meet Augie up until that point, and nice guy. Give me one more. Give me the Gorman Thomas story.
All right. I was in the clubhouse, and Gorman Thomas walked into he just walked into the suite, and he said, "Hey, I'm a Gorman." I knew who he was. But the one thing that stuck out, Ryan Dermott, a Cubs pitcher, he always pitches glove. Like he touches glove before he always threw a ball.
Mm-hmm.
And Gorman Thomas goes, if that would be happening, he said, I would punch him.
Well, John, appreciate the phone call, man.
Thank you.
414.
I got a good Paul Molitor story too.
Well, yeah, give us the Molitor one. How about you just give us all four? Go ahead for it. We got time. Go ahead and give us all four.
Paul Molitor. Well, he picked up my my aunt at the hospital. He drove her home. Out of the blue.
That's cool.
Jim Gantner. Yeah, I met him at Maddie's. And he was really cool. Nah, that's all.
Well, John, appreciate the phone call, man.
Thank you.
414-677-1250. 414-677-1250. The other big play from this game, Tyrone Taylor hits a three-run shot in the second inning. Here's the call from Apple TV+.
Taylor! Deep left! Bullpen! A 5-0 lead. Send him down the slide, Bernie.
I like the fact that they're getting these runs early, Tim. I like the fact that they're coming out. And I like the fact, too, that you look at what they did early on. And Duggar's struggled coming into this outing. Robert Duggar's not anything to write home about. Leaves the game with a 6.19 ERA. 4 hits, 4 walks. You're not doing it all one single way. End up with 2 home runs, and that obviously scores your runs, but you're getting on base, whether it's a walk, whether it's a hit, whatever it is, you're getting guys on base consistently, and I think that's been the difference for this Brewers team in so far in the second half.
Yeah, I like how they're attacking, attack, attack, attack in those first couple innings. Just put these teams away right away so that there's, you know, no chance for them to even come back. So I do like it.
Yeah, it's just good to see this team playing much better, and hopefully they can continue doing this, because if they can continue hitting this baseball like they have been the last couple of weeks, then I think we can continue to talk about the hitter trade, but they're still going to have a chance in October if the hitters continue to do their jobs, because now Freddie's back. He's going to continue to work back to his full self in the rotation, so you'll have a chance to get Freddie back. You've already seen Corbin Burns, Brandon Woodruff starting to get back into his form. So you've got those guys, and it looks like Lauer might have found something over the last couple of starts, so he's doing all right as well. So if that gives you 4 guys, Ashby goes on the mound tomorrow for you. He's probably going to be in the bullpen at some point when you go forward into October. So you're going to have a lot of guys in that pen. You're going to have a lot of guys, even though you lost Josh Hader, you're going to have a lot of guys that you can probably trust in some high-leverage spots. When you look at Bush, you look at Trevor Gott. He comes in tonight in a 4-run ball game. You got Hobie Milner. You got Brad Boxberger. You've got Devin Williams. You've got Taylor Rogers. And if you want to use Hauser out of the pen, if you want to use Ashby out of the pen, you want to use one of those guys, I mean, you've got still a lot of pitching. So, yes, it hurts to lose Hader, but now you've got what you've got in that bullpen. You've got what you've got in that clubhouse. Go out there and find a way, and I still think they've got enough to at least do a little bit of damage in October. Maybe not the World Series. Maybe that's a little too lofty for them. Maybe that's going to require a little bit of a miracle to an extent, but they've got enough to at least win a series, maybe even 2, and get to a championship series. And, hey, If you can get to a championship series, you've got a chance against just about anybody with that pitching staff. Why wouldn't they be able to go on a run, win four games in a championship series, get to a World Series, and maybe get lucky there too and win four games and be crowned champs? So there's not... Like, trading away Hader didn't just necessarily end all of their chances. It just really, really made them even slimmer than they already are. 414-677-1250. Let's get one more phone call in here. Let's get up to Chip in the Northwoods. Chip, what's going on, man? You're on the Fan.
Hey, I just wanted to talk to you guys about the fact that maybe Stearns is just kind of punting it and giving up, trying to get out of here, going to... I mean, he's been trying to go to New York for a little bit, mm-hmm. or they've been trying to get him.
Yeah, I don't think you can do that because, I mean, you're going to lose a little bit of your own credibility, as someone pointed out when I mentioned something like that on Twitter. It does seem like that, though. It really does.
It does. It really does. I mean, he's doing it without doing it. That's where it seems weird. Like, he's still making moves. He's still doing stuff, but he's not making the team better anymore.
Yeah, and the hard part is, too, and we'll hear from Mark Adonasio after we get to a break here, but you hear some of the comments from Adonasio, and look, I don't know who's lying. I don't know who's saying stuff. I'm not going to be one to try and figure that all out. But I'm guessing that Mark Adonasio, as the owner of this team, and he's getting asked by the media, someone that doesn't have to always deal with the media. You know, when you're Craig Counsell, you're David Stearns, you're some of these players, you deal with the media day in, day out. You kind of learn how to deal with them and give them answers where they don't get a whole lot of anything, and you know how to work the media. Mark Adonasio is not always working the media. So I would assume that a lot of what he's going to say, and you'll hear coming up next, is probably truthful. I don't see him having a reason to come out here and lie about this baseball team.
All right. Well, I haven't actually heard yet. I've been more or less out of service for most of the day. So
well, and it kind of, if you hear what he says, it might confirm a little bit more of what you were saying. You might think that even more, because it sounds like Stearns went alone on this Hader trade, not Mark Adonasio saying cut some cost. Well, and we'll play that next. Oh. But I'm interested to hear if there's some reaction to that after we play it here, coming up next here on the Gene Wagner Plumbing Baseball Post Game Show. Hey man, appreciate the phone call.
Yeah, can't wait to hear it, man.
414-677-1250. Yeah, absolutely. 414-677-1250 if you want to hop in here. It's the Gene Wagner Plumbing Baseball Postgame Show. We'll hit a quick break here. When we come back, we will hear those comments from Mark Adonasio, what he had to say with Adam McAlvey and some of the press for the Brewers before the game today. Brewers get a 5-1 win over the Cincinnati Reds. I'm Toby Altizer. That's Tim Shea. More of the Postgame Show comes up next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back into the Gene Wagner Baseball, Gene Wagner Plumbing Baseball Post Game Show. I'm Toby Altizer. That is Tim Shea. I've been talking about it the whole show. I've teased it enough. I think it's time to hear from Mark Adonasio, the Brewers owner. So without further ado, here is Mark Adonasio talking with the Brewers pregame today, courtesy of Adam McAlvey.
So, you know, one of the things the 18 seasons in the game has taught me is you never know what's going to happen. Some of which is really a positive surprise, some of which, you know, can be painful. Obviously, Look, we get very close to the players and the community here, and that's one of the great things about being in Milwaukee. I remembered very first, I guess we had Krull asleep for, what, 2 years maybe? Mm-hmm. And then, you know, we made a mid-season trade, and Journal Sentinel cover, major types of so long slugger. And, you know, it's painful because we all, obviously, all of us at the team and all of us in the community get attached to the players. So, you know, last several years here, one of the guys we all got quite attached to was Josh Hader. And we get a call from David Stearns and Matt Arnold saying they have something we want to do with Josh. And I actually sat down. So, you know, it's interesting. My first many years here, which I think has continued to this day, I was criticized that, you know, I stuck my nose in too much. And so now maybe I'd be criticized for not sticking my nose in enough because, you know, how I feel as a fan and how the fans feel to let Josh go versus guys needing to do their job, done a terrific job here. You know, they made a move they wanted to make and they hope to make other moves. So, you know, I know those guys, well, David anyway, talked to you guys about it. So, you know, I don't think in David's tenure anyway, I don't think I've vetoed anything in either direction that he's wanted to do. So, you know, as an owner, you know, accountability, responsibility, but, you know, now it's hands off and David runs the baseball op show.
Mark, one of the, I think, common criticisms is this is seen as, instead of going for the World Series, seen as somehow a cost-cutting move. And I'm wondering, how would you respond to that criticism?
So those are two different questions, actually. I can answer the cost-cutting had absolutely nothing to do with this. There was no money came out of the trade, and every player that was available, we had the resources to pick up, not only for the balance of this season, but for the seasons of their contract. You know, whether a team like ours has the financial resources to, you know, give Josh a long-term contract, which may be the biggest free agent contract a reliever will ever get, or, you know, we all know Juan Soto's numbers, we're not talking about that, but, you know, to get a premier player, this team has the financial resources to do that. And so financial dollars didn't come into the mix at all. And in that or in any trade that we, you know, that we weren't able to get done. It wasn't about the money.
Does it bother you?
I'm sorry to commandeer. Can I just follow up on the first half of that then? Is on the surface, trading Josh Hader doesn't square with trying to win a World Series. That's another, I think, common criticism of this deal.
Yeah, I think that you have to ask David about. And maybe you did, or if you didn't, you should. Because, yeah, I know he also had a series of other trades that he wanted to do that, you know, didn't happen. And you just have to ask him about that. Because, yeah, we're here, by the way, every presentation, I'm just saying, every presentation, because they know my focus. Every presentation that I get at the start of a, let's say, winter season is the goal of winning World Series. That's the goal.
That's actually what I was going to ask, because that seems to be the biggest complaint right now from fans, is all they care about is getting to the playoffs, getting the World Series, doesn't matter. Does it bother you to hear someone suggest that?
Look, I think, first of all, the fans, I love that the fans are so passionate. You know, I love the fact that when I got here, you know, we're celebrating a team tonight, and when I got here in 05, you know, from 1982 to 2005, what is that, 23 years we had not been to the playoffs. But all we wanted to do was get to the playoffs, and I love that the bar has been raised so much higher. But, you know, it stings. It still stings that we didn't get past Game 7 against the Dodgers. Things that happened last couple of years in the playoffs sting, we still talk about them all the time.
Mark, can you clarify? You actually picked up salary with these trades that you made, right?
Yeah, David can go through the math. Yes, and there was no any player, or, you know, I guess you could have put a group of players together, but, and David can comment on that, but there was no there were no budget problems even with Juan Soto. So,
really, do you guys seriously have talks about a package?
You have to ask David about those trades. I think you can see the prospects they took back in that. So I think where we had failed, we didn't have matches, as David would call it, on trades. My understanding, it was over the prospects. And you may say, well, that's not consistent with. You have to ask him. He made all, you know, they had the. It's like running a war room like they do for a draft.
I'm wondering also what you thought about some of the player feedback. I think players, his teammates are disappointed to see him go, and some seem to be sort of taking it in over the last couple of days.
These guys get incredibly close. We all get close. We all have to, you know, it's. When trades get done over the winter, they, you know, you have a winter to process it. When they get done mid-season, it's a little unnerving, and it's part of the game. And you can't, you know, in either direction, you can't tell the guys to make trades or not. At least I haven't, not with this baseball ops group. We're told to. The goal is we want to get to a World Series, and their goal is to always improve the team. That's the message. That was the message this trade deadline was.
There you heard from Brewers owner Mark Adonisio. A lot to unpack there. Definitely a lot there. I'm sure we'll be talking about that plenty next week. Want to get your guys' initial reaction to that at 414-677-1250, 414-677-1250. A couple things that stood out to me there we'll look at in just a second, but want to get Justin in North Carolina, but he's actually in Canton, Ohio for Leroy headed into the Hall of Fame tomorrow. Justin, first of all, how is Canton so far?
My man, it's amazing. I was at this bar getting dinner. They charged me a $5 cover charge. I guess this is how Canton makes their money every year. and then all of a sudden I'm sitting there and Michael Irvin walks in.
Mm.
I'm like, wow. I really wanted to give him the middle finger because, you know, I'm all about Leroy and the Packers, so go to hell, Michael Irvin. No, I'm just joking. So, man, first of all, before I talk about what Mark said, that guy that called in Rocket and denouncing the Brewers, get that ish out of here. That is terrible. It's horrible. Like, you know how many people wanted to denounce the Packers at some point, denounce the Bucks at some point? We ride with them when they're up. We ride with them when they're down. If you're weak, just – go ahead on and don't get a t-shirt when we get one, because we'll get one day, hopefully. Tonight was amazing. And here's why it's amazing, because I liked all the stuff on the base path, just the aggressiveness in a way to try to find a way to win this ball game. I know we run by two home runs. Normally we can nitpick that and say, we should have did this, we should have did that, but we won. Now, Toby, brother, what Mark said, you're right. It's a lot to unpack. So what I gathered from it is that he wanted to keep Hader. So
yeah.
He wants to keep Hader.
Mm-hmm.
If it sounds like Council wants to keep Hader, everybody on the roster wants to keep Hader, what the hell is Stearns doing?
Mm-hmm.
And then you would say that it wasn't that bad of a deal if we talked about, like we talked about when I was upset the past couple of days, if we got better prospects back. But we got these goofball prospects, no disrespect to them. And we got Rodgers, who we're not really using. Bush has – I mean, this is another thing that I've never brought up about Bush. He's 36. Who cares about 2 years of team control? He's 36. He's not going to last much longer. I know he had a lot of time outside of baseball, so – but he's not going to – like, there's certain father time, unless you're Tom Brady, is undefeated, right? I just feel like Stearns let us down or Arnold let us down. And someone needs to answer it. And I you know, when we had that Jonathan Scope trade, Stearns was like, yeah, that was my bad. That was a bad decision. I shouldn't have done that. I can live with that, because at least you're aggressive going for it and you're trading prospects to get a major league talent. This time you gave up the best closer in the game and we don't have an explanation. So if Stearns answers and he can say, hey, and I don't know if he can say this stuff, Toby, but I saw something in Hader's delivery. I saw something here. I don't think that Hader was going to – whatever it is. But we need answers. We need
something. I mean, there's definitely ways he can go about saying, like, hey, you know, we've seen Josh Hader at his best or something like that, and, you know, we wanted to maximize our return or something like that. He could come out and say something like that. But I don't think you can sell us on any of that when you bring back Gasser, number 7 prospect. And, you know, I didn't know exactly how to feel about these prospects. I didn't like the trade. And then we talked with Kyle Glazer yesterday from Baseball America, and he basically was saying Gasser may be a number 4 starter in the majors. And then he said about Ruiz, he doesn't necessarily ever see him being an everyday player. And then you got a rental of Taylor Rogers. I don't think there's any way you can square that this was a good trade, whether Mark told him to trade him, whether it was David working on his own, whatever the case, even if they saw something in Josh's delivery that said he might not have it. Well, someone's going to take a chance on Josh Hader, and that's all you came back with? That's a failure by David Stearns, and I don't even care if you want to say that it's still Mark's fault. You didn't believe what he just said about the different things that he did. Even if you think it was Mark that forced him to do it, David Stearns still failed at his job because he could have gotten a whole lot more for Josh Hader than what he did.
And that goes into, like, everyone's been talking about all week with not shopping him. How do you not shop him? This isn't just Jeremy Jeffress 6 years ago when we're a mediocre baseball team. This is the best reliever in baseball. We don't shop him. So you're right about that. The last thing that I just want to say, man, nothing to do with Mark. Well, one positive thing about Mark. The thing that I did like positive about Mark is he kind of gave us a little inside information. We were in a conversation for Soto. Now, I talked with you earlier in the week, and you said there was no way we had enough prospects, even with major league ready guys, to get Soto. But at least the fact that they took a swing at it, I got to like that. But
here's the other thing real quick, and I'll let you finish your point here. That is great that they were in on Soto. I got to assume they were in on some other guys, maybe Brandon Drury, who also goes to San Diego, maybe if they were trying to get a Josh Bell. That's good that they were in the conversations, but none of the guys showed up in Milwaukee. So at some point, if it comes down to it, Stearns, you got to pay the price, buddy. If you're going to try and get someone, pay the price. You paid the price for Trevor Rosenthal by giving up one of your top 20 prospects to go get a guy that hasn't pitched in 2 years. What's the difference in trading one of your, you know, top 8 prospects to go bring in a guy that can actually help you this season and has actually played this year?
And you gave up a guy that was in the MLB Futures All-Star game for Bush, who's 36 years old. It hasn't looked that great. And I know that the insider said on one of your programs this week that he may have been arguably the best arm traded in baseball this year, but I think he forgot about Hader. I don't know, man. It's just so frustrating as a Brewers fan. I really, you know, think the world of you, Toby. I think you do such a great job covering these Wisconsin teams and not being a Wisconsin guy. And you can't even tell that you're a Washington guy. And that's really cool. And I just wanted to really commend you for the great job
that you do.
And I feel like you're in the fight with us. And maybe one day we'll be fortunate like your Nationals did and we'll get one, man. You and Tim have a great night, man, and can't wait for tomorrow, man.
Absolutely.
This is Leroy weekend, so the Brewers got to keep winning.
Yes, sir, 100%. Justin,
right,
appreciate
buddy,
it, man. 414-677-1250. Appreciate the kind words there from Justin, North Carolina, as he's in Canton, Ohio. Make sure you check out tomorrow morning the Road to Canton show. Bart Winkler going to be back in here. Well, not in here, not in the studios. He'll be in Canton, Ohio, but he'll be back on the airwaves talking with you guys as Leroy heads into the Hall of Fame. 7 a.m. to 10 a.m., check out Bart Winkler on the Road to Canton show. That's going to be awesome to hear just some highlights back from Leroy's career, hear some of his interviews and different things. So you won't want to miss that with Bart Winkler tomorrow morning here on 1250 a.m., The Fan, starting at 7 a.m. Real quick, two things stood out to me in this interview with Mark Adonasio. Number one was this little clip right here. Look, I don't know if you believe everything he said, but I'm going to take Mark Adonasio at his word. So here's the first thing that stood out to me.
Cost cutting had absolutely nothing to do with this. There was no money that came out of the trade, and every player that was available, we had the resources to pick up, not only for the balance of this season, but for the seasons of their contract.
Says cost cutting had nothing to do with it. And I believe him because that Trevor Rosenthal trade never made sense to me if cost cutting was the reason. Because you cannot say, let me just lay it out for you. So Josh Hader's making $11 million this year. With arbitration, people are projecting out that he'll probably make around 16 next season, the final year of his deal, before he hits free agency. And so if he's making about $16 million, as opposed to $11 this year, I think we're decent enough at math. Tim, that's what, $5 million difference, correct?
Yep.
Well, so then if $5 million was the problem there, then why would you trade a top 20 prospect in your organization for a guy that costs $4.5 million? So I don't think it was a cost-cutting thing. I believe him in that sense, because they would not have traded for Trevor Rosenthal if it was a cost-cutting thing. So I'm going to go with him on that one. So if that's the case, this is the other thing that stood out to me. It's nothing necessarily that he said, but it's the way he said it and what he's implying. And if you saw the video, it's the uneasiness that Mark looks at. Here's Adam McAlvey asking him a question and Mark's response.
On the surface, trading Josh Hader doesn't square with trying to win a World Series. That's another, I think, common criticism of this deal.
Yeah, I think that you have to ask David about. And maybe you did, or if you didn't, you should. Because yeah, I know he also had a series of other trades that he wanted to do that, you know, didn't happen. And you just have to ask him about that.
He doesn't know what's going on either.
Yeah.
He doesn't.
Sure sounds
and,
like
and this
that.
Is the this is the part where it gets me right here.
Yeah, I think that you have to ask David about. And maybe you did, or if you didn't, you should.
You should ask him because I don't know what's going on either, and I want to know.
That's what it sure sounds like.
Basically, Mark's like I don't know what happened. I don't know what's going on. I got the phone call, and I assumed that David was going to make some more moves. He ended up trading for three relievers, or made three trades, four relievers, and this is what we ended up with, and I'm not happy about it either. I don't know what is going on. Like he said earlier, maybe I should have stepped in and said no. He's a fan of the Milwaukee Brewers, and I'm not going to sit here and try and defend Mark Adonisio, but I'm going to take him at his word here because I don't know that there's anything said here that is necessarily going to help him out. I believe him. It's not a cost-cutting move, and I just laid that out for you. I don't think that that had anything to do with it. If it had that written all over it, then I'd be fine with saying then Mark might be lying here. But if it's not a cost-cutting move, then it really doesn't do anything good for Mark Adonisio to lie in these situations. He doesn't know what's going on here. He doesn't. He doesn't understand why Josh Hader's not still on this baseball team. And if that's the case, and David Stearns is going out and doing that on his own, which, hey, I'm fine with that. I like it when owners let the general manager do their job. So I'm not going to complain and say that Mark Adonisio failed by letting David Stearns trade Josh Hader. That's not Mark Adonisio's job. That's on David Stearns. But if Stearns went out here and he had nobody talking in his ear saying, hey, get rid of this guy, hey, do this, hey, do that, then it makes this failure of trading Josh Hader look even worse. Because you just traded Josh Hader as strictly a baseball move. And when you look at it as strictly a baseball move, it looks even worse than it already did. Because there's no way that you can tell me that trying to win a World Series and having that expectation, and credit to Adam McAlvey for pressing that out of Mark Adonisio and continuing to ask him, because that does not go along with a team trying to win a World Series, trading Josh Hader. Whether they got better, whether they, for the future, whether they got, it didn't necessarily get worse, whatever. We've laid it out all throughout the week, so I don't need to dive into it a whole lot more. But if you're going to hurt team morale, if you're going to not improve your baseball team, then just sit there and do nothing. Just sit there and do absolutely nothing. Don't go out there and trade your all-star closer, Josh Hader, and upset the apple cart when you don't have to. You didn't have to. I don't think it was a money thing. So I think this was purely a baseball move, and I think David Stearns failed at this trade deadline. And it's really curious to me because we've talked about David Stearns for years and the savviness of his moves and the different things he's been able to do and the aggression that he's usually had at times throughout his tenure as the general manager of the Milwaukee Brewers at the trade deadline to go get guys to help out the baseball team. And he didn't do that this year. He didn't. Even if you want to say that, and you hear this from Mark Adonisio too, there were other trades that they wanted to do that they couldn't get done. Well, I don't need to hear about that in retrospect. You didn't get anything done. I got Matt Bush in here. I got Taylor Rogers in here. I had to Nelson Lamet. Don't even get me started on that. I got Asturi Ruiz. I've got Robert Gasser. And I've got Trevor Rosenthal. That's what I got. I don't need to hear about Brandon Drury if you missed out on him. I don't need to hear about Josh Bell if you missed out on him, or JD Martinez, or Wilson Contreras, or any of these guys that are still with their ball clubs or at another ball club because you didn't get them. And if it was, well, we were unable to part with this guy. Well, that's what you got those trades for with the hater thing. You got Ruiz, you got Gasser for the future. I really don't understand what the Brewers were doing because, and I'd be interested where Brewers fans are at with this. We've talked about it a lot, and I'm kind of done with it at this point. But I would be interested to hear, like, where's your confidence level now as opposed to before that Josh Hader trade? I had the confidence that they could go into the playoffs and make some noise. I'm trying to talk myself back into that confidence level because I just don't have it. I don't.
They just need to pull off some wins. I mean, it was just frustrating that they lost to the Pirates of all teams.
Yeah, 100% on that.
And now that they're home playing against the Reds, I mean, maybe change the scenery and just back at home and whatnot. But where was David Stearns? I know he talked to the media over...
Well, and he talked to Adam McAlvey, or they talked... Because I got plenty of quotes here, and look, if you want to read all these, I'm not going to go through them because there's plenty of them, and they're lengthy, some of them. So if you want to go and read them, follow Adam McAlvey on Twitter, at Adam McAlvey. Check his stuff out. He's a great reporter, one of the best. So go check his stuff out there. And he's got some quotes from David Stearns reacting to some of these comments, or at least some of the fallout to these things. They don't make me feel any better either way.
Maybe they should just, maybe Mark and him should talk and just get on the same page, right? Kind of.
Well, at this point, I think that David Stearns needs to go explain himself again to Mark Adonasio, because it just seems like Mark's like, I don't know what's going on either. I would give you guys an answer, but I don't get it. He's like, that's why I asked David.
Yeah.
Ask Stearns. I don't get what's going on. Real quick, we're going to preview tomorrow's matchup and wrap up the show here coming up in just a little bit, but your takeaways, Tim, from that? Anything else you'd like to add?
He did look a little squirmish, like, I don't want to answer these. These are not from, you know, I don't know. I don't know the answer. Like,
well, and those are tough questions for an owner to answer.
And you don't see that out of him. Usually he does know. You know, usually he does have an answer for it. So,
well, and I think he feels that way because he doesn't have any control over it. I mean, think about it, Tim. When you have something that's in your control, the realm of your control, and someone asks you about it, if you're enough of a man, you can just stand there and answer the question. And you're not squirming because, look, I screwed up or this or that, but you can just stand there and answer the question. And I think Mark could generally do that if he knew or he had the control of it. I don't think he feels like he has control of this. Not that that's a bad thing. Again, I don't think it's necessarily a bad thing that the owner's not meddling in the general manager's job. But he doesn't understand what's going on, and so he's getting asked these questions, and he's like, I would give you an answer if I had one, but that's David Stern's question.
Yeah. I don't know. I guess we'll see how this plays out. And unfortunately, we're going to have to wait, you know, 5 years, 4 or 5 years down the road to see how these guys pan out. If they even do.
Yeah. But do what I remind you guys. The Brewers won tonight. 5-1. Everything's going to be okay, I hope. We'll preview tomorrow's matchup coming up next here on the Gene Wagner Plumbing Baseball Postgame Show. I'm Toby Altizer. That's Tim Shea here in the Lakeland University Studios. We'll wrap it up next here on 1250 AM, The Fan.
It's the Gene Wagner Plumbing Baseball Postgame Show. Time to turn the page and take a look at the crew's next game.
It's the Gene Wagner Plumbing Baseball Postgame Show. I'm Toby Altizer. That is Tim Shea. As we wrap up here tonight, looking ahead to tomorrow's game, I guess technically today's or tonight's game, Aaron Ashby is going to be on the mound for the Brew Crew. He comes into the game with a slightly better ERA than his opponent, Nick Lodolo. He comes in with a 4-1-3, but a 2-9 record. Hopefully he can have a similar outing that he did to last time out. Go out there, pitch a strong outing. look, if he pitches like he did last time, the Brewers will probably win because their offense has been rolling. So hopefully the bats keep rolling. They'll go up against another lefty on the mound, Nick Lodolo, one of the top prospects for the Cincinnati Reds. So they're going to be expecting a lot out of him as he continues to try to improve his game and make himself into a major league starter. So you get Nick Lodolo, Aaron Ashby tomorrow for the Brewers and the Reds. Hopefully the Brewers can make it two in a row. Tim, coming in here tonight, I'm so thankful they at least won this one.
Yeah, I couldn't. I don't think I could have taken another losing game, a losing post-game show, listening to callers yell.
I couldn't have done it anymore. I couldn't have because I was already Brewersed out from this week because it's just been absurd talking about them nonstop.
Yep.
Packers training camp's going on.
It's been a week. It's been a week.
And we've been talking about the Brewers because they traded away Josh Hader. Now it's time to move past that. Let's win some baseball games. Let's go streaking a little bit. Let's win a couple in a row. Let's win tomorrow. Let's win on Sunday. Let's get everything figured out. Let's win this series against the Reds and get things rolling. Put the pedal to the metal. Got about 2 months left of the season. Get this thing rolling in the right direction. Get yourselves rolling right towards October and hopefully a deep October run. It's going to do it for tonight. Gene Wagner, Plumbing Baseball post-game show. I can't talk anymore.
You need
That's
to
why
go to
done.
Bed.
That's why we're done.
I think you've done every show on this station in the, over the last 2 weeks.
Well, the show that I'm not doing, tomorrow morning, 7 a.m., Bart Winkler on these airwaves, the Road to Canton show. Again, 7 a.m., Road to Canton show. Tune in. Bart Winkler going to take you through Leroy's career, play back some of the best highlights from Leroy and some interviews he's done. Make sure you tune in to that. For Tim Shea, I'm Toby Altizer. Brewers get a 5-1 victory over the Cincinnati Reds. I can't talk anymore. I'm out.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.